It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. On this day back in 1991, David Ruffin with lead vocals on this track, My Girl. The Temptations. David Ruffin died of a drug overdose on this day in 1991 with The Temptations. Lots of hits, including Just My Imagination and this one, My Girl, in which Ruffin sang lead vocals. A little bit of solo success as well on this day in 1991. David Ruffin of The Temptations passed away. Joining us on the phone lines now, Gregory Wrightstone, Executive Director of the CO2 Coalition, reviewer for the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. You can find him on Twitter, at G Wrightstone. Gregory, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Oh, good. Thanks for being on back on with me. And as a fellow lover of the temps, that was a great throwback there. Thank you.
Well, you know, we're in Michigan, so I think it's mandatory. The Motown acts, we have to celebrate when we have the opportunity to. We have a few things to talk about, Greg, but there's something I wanted to bring up from the weekend. I had mentioned this on the show, I think on Monday, that the Chicago Tribune on Sunday had this big, big front page story about heat waves in Chicago. And the point of the story was that the poor areas in Chicago have less access to air conditioning. They're more at risk for heat waves. But second paragraph of the story, they state without any sort of attribution or backing up, as climate change increases the frequency and intensity of heat waves in Chicago. It's just put out there. And I'm an investigative kind of guy. And so I looked at the data and I looked at, all right, frequency and intensity. So frequency, how many days of 90 degree heat in Chicago? What are the years of the greatest number of days? And there are no years in the past decade in the top 10. However, what is in the top 10 is 1955, 1953, 1959, 1952, and 1954. Okay, so longevity, consecutive number of days with max temp 90 degrees or higher, going to the 1800s, and there is no discernible increase in number in the past decade or two decades or three decades. In fact, again, the highest number is way back in the 1950s. I think a more interesting story is what was happening back in the 1950s. Or shouldn't they at least be forced to show their work if they're making assertions like this?
Boy, you just threw me a softball. Thank you very much. And I'll tell you why. I'm very proud. I've just completed, it was just not me, but we got a team of experts, completed a paper. It's called The American Midwest and Climate Change. It'll be published probably within the next 30 days. I'm going to make sure that you and Steve get a copy of it. We're going to get it sent out to you.
Yeah.
The subtitle is Life in America's Breadbasket is Good and Getting Better. And in it, now Michigan's part of the 10 states we looked at. Of the American Midwest. And in it, we didn't do Chicago specific. You know what I might do is go back and actually add that to this paper because it's still, it's not a done deal yet. Mm-hmm. But we looked throughout the 10 states. We found for temperature data, temperatures today are just barely above what they were in the 1930s. And this is the adjusted data. Mm-hmm. Average summer temperature is much less than what it was in the 20s and 30s. And if we look at maximum summer temperatures, again, we've actually been in decline for the last 80 or 90 years. The maximum summer temperatures in the Midwest, of which Chicago is part of it. Now, bear in mind, let's just look at for Michigan, your high temperature was 112 degrees. That record was set July 13th. Are you sitting down? 1936. So your maximum temperature, again, this is in Chicago. And Chicago, just like all the other big cities, are plagued with what's called the urban heat island effect.
Right. Yep.
We said probably the poster child for this is Delhi, India, because Delhi it's got narrow alleyways and streetways, the urban heat island. Of course, the sun comes down and it beats on asphalt and all the buildings, and it can run the temperature 10 degrees higher.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, is Chicago experiencing some terrible heat? Yeah, but it has nothing to do with climate change. It has a lot to do with this urban heat island effect that artificially raises the temperature. And the other thing we look at, they say, well, that people of color or the disadvantaged don't have access to air conditioning. Oh, get out of here. No, that's just not the case. Very few people don't have it. I'll tell you, the people that don't are lacking it are people like in India. Mm-hmm. 600 million people living in energy poverty without electricity in sweltering heat. And those that do have electricity to run air conditioning and fans, it goes out regularly.
Right.
Those are the people. What Al Gore and John Kerry and Joe Biden and the rest are trying to do are keep those people in energy poverty so they can't have air conditioning in Bengaluru and other cities, Gujarat, other warm cities in India, because they don't want them to have coal-fired electricities to cool their homes. So this paper is really timely for you. And as I was doing this, I said, man, Steve and the gang up there are going to love this when it's done. And the other thing we found was when you're measuring temperature, they make adjustments to the temperature data. And, mm-hmm. and guess what? The adjustments, what I found before 2002, the older data, all were cooled. The adjustments all cooled the data.
Uh-huh.
And you can probably guess that those since 2002 have warmed the data. So what that does is accentuate any warming effect that you might have.
Yep.
If you look at the raw data, there's been a definite decline in temperatures just looking at the raw data. And it's crazy how they do it. Some of the adjustments are valid, maybe 30%. What we found is a lot of these, over 90% of the temperature stations where they measure don't meet NOAA's, that's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, their own standards measuring temperatures.
Greg Wrightstone, we are a little out of time, but we hit upon a good topic, so let's have you back again soon at G Wrightstone on Twitter. Thanks for joining us.